Blog Talk Radio.
We can grow. We can develop.
As we know that heaven is not a place, and happiness lives in the heart. Long as the world keeps turning, our duty is to keep on learning. You heard?
Keep on learning. Soaking up game, we gon' make mistakes, we gon' go through some things. Keep on growing, keep on soaking up game. If something ain't working, don't be afraid to change.
Nobody know it all, as soon as you think you do, that's when you fall. We got to do more to survive, we must evolve, things change. Just when you think you've seen it all, we trip, we stumble, but we get back in stride. Each day all the way, one step at a time. Don't wanna let my ego and pride make me blind. The elders say when you stop growing, that's when you die. The one who gets the knowledge is the one who asks why. Through the course of life, you gon' taste some humble pie. But I love it, it makes me appreciate the things that I take for granted. Gaining insight and understanding, each one teach one. We got to pass it on, keep doing the knowledge, building and adding on. With faith in the assumption that nobody knows everything, but everybody knows
keep
something.
Keep on learning, it's soaking up game. We gon' make mistakes, we gon' go through some things. Keep on growing, keep on soaking up game. If something ain't working, don't be afraid to change.
Yeah. The more you know, the more you know you don't know. And if you don't know, there's more you can know, then you won't grow. What you don't know can hurt you. Discipline is a virtue. Gotta ask the right questions, or else you go in the cycles and ciphers and spirals. Information is viral, it's infectious, it's contagious. It had you going through stages like denial. Don't believe that, no we didn't do that. Then reality set in, there's no disputing the facts. Yo, I'm sorry if I woke you up, but when I open up, it's like I'm smoking, but I'm high off the people. Watch me soak it up. Huey said the best education is observation and participation. Study how the people be relating. Different points of views turn bad news to good news. See, it's kinda like some shoes, cause it got to make you move. Treat it like organic food, make it something you can chew. Information you can use, make it something you can
keep
do.
On learning, it's soaking up game. We gon' make mistakes, we gon' go through some things. Keep on growing, keep on soaking up game. If something ain't working, don't be afraid to change.
Hey man, it's okay to say you don't know. When you let go your ego, you're free from all illusion. Can't make moves in confusion. Don't look for conflict, man. Always look for the solution. My pop said humility is a sign of wisdom. But to really soak it in, now that's a different kind of listening. See, man sharpen man. And every day is another lesson. And it's not failure when you learn, man. It's a blessing. And as the Buddha says, nothing lasts forever. We gotta manage our expectations. The less we crave, the less we suffer. In this way, we awaken. Right understanding, right thought, right speech, right action, right livelihood, right effort, right mindfulness, right focus. Keep soaking. Soak it up.
Keep on learning. Soaking up game, we gon' make mistakes, we gon' go through some things. Keep on growing, keep on soaking up game. If something ain't working, don't be afraid to change.
Peace and love, family. Peace and love out there. How y'all doing? Can I take this time out to tell y'all about a lecture that will be going down, man, Sunday, June the 29th of 2014. Hey, brought to you in part by Masjid El Salam, which is located at 625 North Pearl Street. 625 North Pearl Street, which is in Jacksonville, Florida. Check this out, family. Check this out, what they will have going down there in Jacksonville, Florida. at Masjid El Salam. Professor Griff will be in the house. Professor Griff from Public Enemy will show enough be in the house. And he will also be joined by our good sister Zaza Ali. Sister Zaza Ali will show enough be in the house, y'all, down there in Jacksonville, Florida, as well. Man, dynamic topics of conversation and lecture will be, man, hey, check this out. From niggas to niggas and black. From niggas to niggas and black. Woo! Just one of the topics of conversation they will be having down there in Jacksonville, Florida, y'all, at 2 p.m. Eastern Time at Masjid El Salam, y'all, 625 North Pearl Street. Hey, if you want to get in on the vending, DVD sales, whatnot, hey, check it out. Reach out, brother, the Imam Umar Sharif at area code 904-359-0989. One more time, that number is to reach our good brother for ticket information and even vending information for spots. Hey, you can reach them, one more time, that number is 904-359-0989. Professor Griff and Sister Zaza Ali will be in the house, y'all, right there at Masjid El Salam in Jacksonville, Florida. Hey, you want to be in the place? You want to be in the place? Peace, y'all. Hey, see y'all down there, June the 29th, 2014. Peace and greetings, family. Peace and greetings. How y'all doing out there? Welcome in to Culture Freedom Radio, man. Coming in on this Tuesday afternoon. Tuesday afternoon. Oh, yes, yes, yes. It's been most definitely in the house, y'all. Hey, man, this is June the 17th. Hell, I think it's June. I'm so tired. I don't even know what month it is. It's June the 17th, y'all, of 2014. Man, we got another exciting show lined up for y'all right here tonight. Man, right here on Culture Freedom Radio. But family, first, before we get into that, let's remind y'all that y'all can go and check out our official homepage, our website, culturefreedomradio.webs.com. One more time, that is culturefreedomradio.webs.com, the official homepage and website for Culture Freedom Radio. Get on over there, man, and check out the forum page with all the, man, good information that's right there in the forum page. And get on there and get into the news blog and check out the things that's in the news, the things you won't find right there on your local television station or your news station or in your local newspapers. Get over there and check out all the information, man, pictures, videos from various lectures and scholars and whatnot. Just good old information, y'all. That's something y'all want to go and check out. Hey, and everything right there on that website is absolutely free. Oh, yes, like I said, absolutely free. So go on over there right there to culturefreedomradio.webs.com, man. Like I said, the official homepage for Culture Freedom Radio. Y'all also can link up with us right there on Twitter at Culture Freedom 9 on Twitter. That's Culture Freedom 9 right there on Twitter. And also look us up right there on Facebook at Culture Freedom on Facebook. Culture Freedom on Facebook. And one more, y'all, Google Plus. You can hit us up right there on Google Plus at Culture Freedom Radio. Google Plus. I tell y'all I'm tired, man. I'm stumbling everywhere. It's Google Plus. Hey, well then, let's get into the show, y'all. Hey, tonight's topic of conversation is a deal with the devil is the 501c3 against God, y'all. Damn, check that one out. A deal with the devil is the 501c3 against God. Man, ain't that something? Y'all going to get into this one and hear about this one, what we got tonight. Hey, y'all, this show is always hosted by none other than your brother, that is Brother Eric, Brother Anthony L., and Brother Sunray 9. We are y'all hosts right here at Culture Freedom Radio. With that said, y'all, let's get into it. Peace to you, Brother Eric.
Peace to you, Black man. Get it together, Sunray.
Man, get it together. I'm tired of this.
I'm tired too, bro.
Man.
And I didn't even work today.
Oh, shit.
I'm tired, man.
Probably had to work the brain.
I couldn't even respond to y'all today. I was just, whoo. Yes, sir. 501c3. Is it a contract with the devil? We're going to see. Because, We are blindly, well, I shouldn't say blindly. Those of us that know this shit is some foolery, right? But those of us who don't know, who are really infatuated with the church and the whole aspect of fellowshipping, are deceived. They're under the impression that the money they give is the money that's being used to pay the bills. And that money is not to pay the bills. That money can't pay the bills. It's deceiving. You see, somewhere here is a trick lie. You figure, okay, every church, whether you have 50 parishioners or 1,000, you see, it's deceiving because you think, okay, well, if you got 50 members and your capacity or your church seats, what, 75, you got a full house damn near, huh, all the time, if they all show up. Well, it's deceiving when everybody put their money in the kitty, you know, thinking everything is all good. But the secretary know what's up, and the preachers know what's up. They go back and count the money, and they're like, damn, that's all we got. I've been there, done that. So when you got a bigger congregation, it even looks even more overwhelming, like we're really doing something in our community, whereas we don't take notice of the 501(c). The money they receive from the government. So that's what we're going to be talking about today, some, right? If we go back, I'm trying to get myself together, bro. I'm tired as hell. Let me get up off this lazy man shit. Mm-hmm. Get into some God-like shit. You know what I'm saying? Because God don't never sleep, huh? Or you shouldn't sleep that much, huh? Mm-hmm. It don't require much sleep. So let me drink this water and attempt to continue. Now, let's look at a brief history of the black church. And the registry dates back to 1758. And it shows the institutions of the black churches was the first source of land ownership for slaves in America. That's interesting, huh, Sunray?
Yes, sir. Right.
That was the first source of land ownership. The church. Okay, during the decades of slavery in America, slave associations were... Hold on for a minute. Go in the house, man. I'll be back in a minute. During the decades of slavery in America, slave associations were a constant source of concern to slave owners. I'm doing my show. Go in the house.
That's football.
Yeah, it's football. Go on. Okay, black religious meetings symbolized the ultimate threat to white existence. Nevertheless, African slaves established and relied heavily on their churches. Religion offered a means of catharsis. Africans retained their faith in God and found refuge in their churches. Let me pause for a minute. Go in, go in.
No!
Sorry about that, gentlemen. Where was I? Africans retained their faith in God and found refuge in their churches. However, white society was not always willing to accept the involvement of slaves in Christianity. As one slave recounted, the white folks would come in when the colored people would have prayer meeting and whip every one of them. God damn. Most of them thought that. Most of that is funny, but yeah. Most of them thought that when colored people were praying, it was against them, meaning the white people. In other words, we was praying for their death and shit. So they catch us praying, they gonna whip your ass. Religious exercises of slaves were closely watched to detect plans for escape or insurrection. African American churches showed an air of military in the eyes of white Americans. Insurrections such as Nat Turner's in Virginia, born out of the religious inspiration of slaves, horrified white Americans, understanding the potential end which could result from the religious experience of African slaves. Many white Americans opposed the participation of blacks in Christianity. In African American history, the church has long been the center of black communities. It has established itself as the greatest source for African American religious enrichment and secular development. So, first of all, I'm going to stop right there for a minute. First of all, they're telling us that the church was the first land of ownership in the black community. Second of all, ownership is land. So if the church owned that land, then they can pay off that land, get the deed, use that land to get other resources. So this is the thing that they don't want to happen. Land is the key, just like the messenger said, just like Dr. York was showing you. Land is the key for your resources. It's not money. It's land. Money is interchangeable. Land, you get more shit. You trade, you barter with your land to get more shit. Either more land, more resources, or what have you. So that's the fear. That's why they don't fear a black man standing up for truth in a black community, no matter how strange it may sound to some who listen to the leader's message. They don't fear that. Why? Because there's nothing, there's no foundation. If you don't have a foundation, a platform, then you have nothing to stand on. You don't have no ground. That's the reason why they have a rostrum in the church. See, the rostrum is like every leader speaks from a rostrum, right, Sunray?
Yes, sir.
When they address the people, or a podium. Rostrum, podium, same thing.
Yep.
See, that means something when they're standing on that podium addressing the people. It's an official address, like you're in the court of law. It's an official address addressing the people about needs and concerns under the foundation of that land, which you would be called sovereign under that land that you have. See, you're sovereign under your land. You fall in a different jurisdiction when you have land. Okay? Organized politically and spiritually, black churches were not only given the teachings of Christianity, but they were faithfully relied upon to address specific issues which affected their members. For many African Christians, regardless of their denominational differences, black churches have always represented their religion, community, and home. Regardless of the denominational differences, black churches have always represented their religion, community, and home. Regardless of their differences, scholars have repeatedly asserted that black history and black church history overlap enough to be virtually identical. One of the first known black churches in America was created before the American Revolution around 1758, called the African Baptist or Bluestone Church. This house was founded by the William Byrd Plantation near the Bluestone River in Mecklenburg, Virginia. So, what we have here is our foundation. And subsequently, at some point in time, the government steps in and says, well, we're going to pay you to keep your church open. You see? But you're going to have to do what we say. And I quote in the description, the word church is not meant to refer to any physical building, but refers to the worldwide body of believers in Christ. The word church in Greek means called, the called out ones, but does not refer to any organization, no matter its name or legal status. So churches are required to, and organizations are required to file for a 501(c). If you do not do that, it's considered illegal, and charges can be brought up against you. Is Brother Anthony there?
No, not yet.
Okay. Okay, according to man, state is sovereign over its corporations. A corporation is a creature of the state. We all are aware of that. It is presumed to be incorporated for the benefit of the people. It receives certain special privileges and franchises and holds them subject to the laws of the state and limitations of its character. Its powers are limited by law. It can make no contract not authorized by its charter. Its rights to act as a corporation are only preserved to it so long as it obeys the laws of its creation. So they can't go out the laws of their contract. There is a reserve right in the legislature to investigate its contracts and ascertain if it had exceeded its powers. So they're watching you. So you just can't do what you want to do. So you'd have to really be doing some covert-ass shit and have everybody work in accord with you in order for you not to get busted. This goes into the Dr. York situation. Without him having a charter, 501(c), he is in violation. All that other stuff is a smokescreen. Smoke and mirrors. He was attempting to be sovereign without a contract. You could do it. You could do it so long as you get. There's limitations. Mm. To our side, there's limitations, which is money, resources, and what have you. Then we got a problem. Because it looks to us like you're trying to set up a coup or something. You know, it's like they did that guy in Waco, Texas. What was that white guy's name? David Koresh? Is that David Koresh?
Yeah, David Koresh.
Just like they did him. Okay, a corporation derives its existence and all its powers from the state, and therefore has only such powers as the state has conferred upon it. Power is used here to mean the legal capacity to execute and fulfill the objects and purposes for which the corporation was created. And the source of this power is the charter and the statute under which the corporation was organized. You remember Noble Jurrah Lee went to the Queen to request a charter. Master Farah Muhammad requested a charter. I don't know if Marcus Garvey did or not. I don't know that. More than likely he did. But these are two individuals I know for a fact had a charter. And the charter is only good for so many years. You have to keep renewing it, just like anything else. Just like you renew your driver's license, your whatever it is. You know, or you got to update your insurance, or you got to do your registration on your vehicle. You know what I'm saying? That's not a one-time thing. And I lost my train of thought that damn fast. I had a point I wanted to make about the charter. Oh, getting back to the charters and agreements, this is just a little side note somewhere. On the Peace and Treaty Act, there's 25 articles in the Peace and Treaty Act. The 25th article says that it only lasts for 50 years at the time of the writing. So now that Peace and Treaty Act set up with Morocco is null and void. That's not even something that you could present in court. The last article, number 25, tells you it was only good for 25 years. So we're looking at how, in order for us to even exist as a power structure, we have to get in bed with the beast to be legal under the law. That's why we ain't gonna never get nowhere. 'Cause you're limited to what you can do. That explains why no jobs. That explains why no businesses. And if there is one, it's one or two, and it doesn't have any life in it. It doesn't even outlive the congregation or the leader of the congregation. Ain't that a bitch? But you got other people with corporations and charters outliving, the businesses are outliving the ones who established it. and it's changed hands and become a franchise. Ain't that interesting, bro? But your black church maintains its same stagnation, the same old church, the same old building fund, the same old ideas about building a daycare and a school, and it never comes into fruition. Why? Because it's not set up to do that. They limited it to do what they can do. Hmm. Oh, they'll talk about a good game about doing it, but you don't ever see it happen. Say we're being deceived, you see? It says here that these corporations cannot even speak on politics or what's going on in the world. They have to limit it to that Bible. I'll be talking about what the president is doing and the wars and the financial situations and what have you. Ain't that why they killed Martin Luther King? Because he spoke out against Vietnam?
Yeah.
Why? Because he violated his contract. Is that why they killed Malcolm X? Because he violated a contract? Going to the UN? See? He didn't read that charter. He didn't know about, well, he probably knew about the charter, but he was tripping. That's why the messenger said, don't say nothing about the Kennedy assassination. Why? Because it's not a good look. Under our charter, we don't get political like that. You're going to cause too much confusion. And when you do that, I'm going to just have to kick you out and punish you. Because I'm not going to take this heat from these white motherfuckers because your ass is just out there on a whim. Now, if you had said that in the mosque, fine dandy. You in the mosque. That's where you sovereign at. If you had said that in the temple, you would have been good. But no, you took that out in the public. And you scorned yourself and you scorned members of the Nation of Islam. You put a stain on yourself and the followers of Elijah Muhammad. Conscious community don't have a charter. Don't have no 501c. So we just run wild with our shit. Ain't no discipline in our scholarship. Just like we did that show. Ain't no discipline. We shouldn't have to set up, well, we can set up our own charters and within the confines of our own shit and keep it on the DL. But you know, the motherfuckers going to expose that shit in the long run. But we don't have that. So we just run amok. So when situations occur, we have a fallen soldier. There's confusion in the conscious community. As to what action should be taking place. You see? And the finger pointing. And the this, that, and the other. In actuality, that's a red flag. To let us know it's time to step that shit up. It's time to step it up. Because the only way you're going to get big is you're going to have to be like the big fish and play like the big fish. And it's more serious than what we're thinking about. Because the more money that you are inclined to make, believe me, believe you me, there's more people watching. And the people you worried about watching you ain't the ones to be worried about. So the existence of these charters play a major role in the development of the community. All our organizations that are set up aren't set up to benefit us financially. And we can be mad, really, at our organizations because they're doing what the organization title is to do. So you can't be upset when you want a religious organization to help out financially. They're not set up to help anybody out. They're not a financial institution. You know what I'm saying? They're not a. If you want financial success and financial, what do you call it? Make more money. I just said make more money. Well, shit, you got to go where they make more money. I mean, this church ain't no stock market. But then again, it is. But you know what I'm saying? As far as helping you to get your money out. Yeah, they're not an employment office. I mean, it could be, but the charter, they can't be doing all that shit. You know what I'm saying? They tell them motherfuckers, you niggas stick to bake sales and shit like that. And y'all do them motherfucking, what do you call it? What TDJs call them seminars? You do them fucking seminars and shit. Then you have all them black preachers come, and you had all the black your black religious speakers come, and we'll do a, what's that shit called somewhere when they do that shit? Not a symposium, but it's kind of like, yeah. kind of like a great debate and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You niggas stick to that shit. You know what I'm saying? Get them big old fat black bitches and get them up there and sing and shit. Y'all raise some money and shit, but y'all niggas better not talk about no stock market, buying no houses and no bullshit like that. Y'all niggas stick to frying some chicken, singing, shouting. That's it. Don't be coming up here talking about you want to buy McDonald's and shit or Starbucks and shit. Hmm? Don't be talking about that shit. Better stick to that old slave ass shit. Hmm? So yeah, lectures and fucking debates. That's cool. That's fine and dandy. I don't have a problem with you motherfuckers talking about whatever you want to talk about. Once I see you motherfuckers trying to do some shit, then I'm gonna press my hand, and then I'm gonna say, Where is your fucking paperwork? Are you established? And if not, you're going to have to shut the shit down. I'll give you a small example somewhere back in the day. I told you this before, though, but I'm going to just tell the people. Back in the day, is Anthony here?
No.
Okay, back in the day, I was selling... When I used to sell paper on the corner, right, I would be selling my papers. Been there selling on this particular corner for God knows how long. All of a sudden, you know, the corner hot for me. Policeman drive by, ask me, where is my paperwork? to sell the paper.
Hmm.
Now, them little Mexican boys standing on the other side of the corner or down the street or whatever, he's selling oranges and apples and shit. Illegal alien than a motherfucker. He ain't fucking with him. Why? Because he's falling. He's under a different jurisdiction, first of all. And we need him to pick them grapes and shit. So we ain't fucking with him. You know, that's how he make his living, and that's how I eat my fruit. So we ain't fucking with him. We gonna fuck with this nigga over here selling this paper and ask him where is his, So, Ray, what's that called, the paperwork you need when you want to sell something on the corner? I can't think of
it. Peddler's license. Peddler's license.
Something to that effect. Where's your life? That's a deterrent. They see you selling a lot of papers, moving weight and shit, paper wise, and bean pie wise. Where's your license? Are you registered to do that? Now, if they saw you sitting up there and didn't sell one paper in 5 hours, every time they see you, you still got that same, look like that same stack on the ground and that same stack of 50 in your hand. Like, well, shit, he ain't doing shit. He wasting his time. He ain't selling shit. I ain't fucking with it. He ain't doing shit. Yeah, people see him out there, but he ain't doing shit. He hasn't got my attention yet. I don't see no life in what he's doing on this corner but what he has. So he's not a problem. Until I see, oh, wait a minute. Shit, the last three motherfuckers I stopped had a final call. Wait a minute now. You know what I'm saying? Wait a minute now. Let me see. What's the odds of every person, the last three people I stopped had a fucking final call in the car? So they don't care about what you're doing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Is it making an impact? You can have as many YouTube videos out there as you want to. If you're not making an impact and people are not making notice, you can have hella downloads. That don't mean shit. Mm-hmm. Shit. Once you do that anyway, you don't own the content of your shit that you're producing. YouTube own it. That's why they can shut your shit down when they want to. Once you upload that shit, you are no longer the owner of that motherfucker. It's in their contract. That's why you're able to do it. You got to say agree. You didn't even read that motherfucker. You just pressed agree and clicked upload. You didn't read that, bitch. You didn't read that motherfucker, bruh. I ain't talking about you somewhere. I'm just talking about you and
I know what you're talking about.
You didn't read that motherfucker. You're like, fuck, I ain't reading all that shit.
Yeah.
Fuck them. I'm loading my shit up right now. Fuck them motherfuckers. This my shit. This my hood. Fuck worm.
Damn.
And you under the impression that shit is yours. But you ain't got no power over that shit. You are powerless because you don't have no foundation. So it don't matter. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter to him. Shit, as far as they're concerned, what Sonetta doing, Polite doing, and all them brothers in New York doing, they ain't got no problem with that. Matter of fact, that's considered like a a rite of passage. And no disrespect to them brothers, by the way. I'm just letting y'all peace some game for a minute. It's like a rite of passage or a pastime in Harlem. They've been doing that for years. Just like if you go to California and go to Berkeley, they do the same shit out there in Berkeley and different parts of the United States. It's like a pastime. People from all over the world come travel and let's say, look, let's go down to 125th Street and whatever. I don't know the streets, but you know what I'm saying? And see how they get down over there. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I might find me a bean pie. I want one of them Rastafarian T-shirts. Well, you got to go down on 125th. You know what I'm saying? Well, where could I get a dashiki? Well, you got to go down, you know, you got to go down to this block because that's all. Well, where the shea butter? Oh, you got to go down to that community. It's like a pastime. Only way it would become a problem for them if we were united, but we're not united. Huh. And we're not all under a contract. We ain't even set up a contract for our own goddamn self. We ain't even united on Blog Talk. All these black conscious shows, we don't talk to each other. There's hate in between that. They don't talk about that shit, though. They'll talk about somebody beefing on one side, beefing with somebody else on the other side, but they don't never mention Blog Talk Radio's host beefing. Fighting for numbers, making shit up on a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, man.
Now, how many shows that came out dealing with Natural Tahuti? I don't know. But I've come across, I think, 3 or 4. But ain't nobody did no fundraiser show for Natural Tahuti. A Blog Talk Radio conscious fundraiser show. Ain't nobody organized that shit. And we always talking about we need to be unified. We need to do take the first step. Start amongst yourselves. We gonna always argue. You just might as well get that out your head. You know what I'm saying? You gonna argue.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hell, you argue with your loved ones, so you know you're gonna argue with the people that in the community that's doing the same shit you like to do. So we take the argument to heart. You know, I ain't fucking with them no more over there. They said this about me, but your wife just cussed your ass out 5 minutes ago for doing the fucking show. You're always on the fucking show doing that bullshit. She's trying to do Raise the Dead. Who is you, Moses, motherfucker?
Hell yeah.
You see?
I know that shit.
Shit. I'm talking to people who do vlog shows or who listen to shows and they may don't. There's some shit going on around that motherfucker. Not all the time, but believe me, there's discussions back and forth about that shit. So if we disagree with shit at home, you know we're going to disagree with shit dealing with this shit. Our history is so convoluted, it's crazy. And it don't make no sense to try to prove one another wrong. It don't make no sense. It don't make no sense. what difference does it make? Like Unc was saying, we need food, clothing, and shelter. What difference does it make if you're African or no more? I want shit. I need shit. I got to provide for my family, and you do too. You wear your fez, I wear my dashiki. Let's get it popping.
Huh? Sure. Hell yeah.
What you got to go? What you got that you can sell? And let me see what I got I can sell. Fuck that. This year we doing something different. Instead of debate, it's gonna be bazaars. We're gonna have spoken word. We're gonna have all natural organic food. We're going to have shit for the children. We're going to have plays and shit. It's going to be a family event.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with that? See, we don't have our own 501(c). See, it's like Freemasonry. You got to sign in and petition to get your shit. Then you got to act accordingly when you get accepted. I'm doing the show. I don't know. Man, I'm getting thrown off base. So we need to realize, family, that in order for us to get beyond where we at, we got to step it up and think of different avenues so we won't have these unnecessary problems. You know what I'm saying? At this point, it's unnecessary to have a small problem like that affect everybody, affect the whole. That's a small problem. See, back in the 60s, brothers was getting locked up all the goddamn, every time you turn your head. Niggas was getting killed for teaching his people, getting locked up for teaching his people. Use us as an example so it won't happen again. See, we need to be like Congress. You know, like how Benghazi died and shit. They was talking about, well, we're going to have to investigate, see how, so this shit would never happen again, which is a lie that they're telling us, but I'm just using that as an example. Investigate the whys. Set up a Ways and Means Committee, like the messenger talk, to handle such things. But we're not organized. You see? We was on a show a couple of weeks ago, and they were talking about organization. You remember that somewhere? I can't think of the name of the show. They're talking about organization. And I said, organize and then do what? And then she said something to the effect, structure, strategy. That's what she said, strategy. Strategy then what? I mean, you're just throwing words out at me. It sound like Anthony here because I hear echo.
Yeah, he in the house.
Yeah, you can't creep around here, boy. Bring your ass in this motherfucker. Come on in, bro. What's up, Rick?
Yeah, you got it.
All right, yeah, this other phone, I don't know what's going on. If it's this the one, Sunray, I'm on, if it start giving you feedback, let me know. I don't know what's going on with this phone, shit. But the other one won't let me lock, it keep dropping.
All right, but, you good, though?
Yeah, what's good? Did you go through the article yet that you sent me?
Some of it. I went to, let me see. I think I read two paragraphs. I didn't cover the whole thing yet.
Oh, okay. Shit, I got that locked on this mug. But we can roll. We can go ahead and roll. Because, yeah, that was a good article. You put it in the chat where they can see it?
No, because I'm on my iPad and I can't do it.
Yes,
it won't let me put in the chat. Let me see. I can try. But I doubt it. Let me see.
I'll try anyway. That was some good research there, man, you son. Because it put the guy, the author that wrote it, he put in the Black Law Dictionary of what the corporation is, the creature, what the creature is, which is a corporation. You know, we had went over that in a couple of other shows, but how he compiled all that, man. I was like, damn, I left that
for you. That's yours.
Yeah.
That's yours. But I'm gonna let you get your thoughts together if you need to take a minute to get your thoughts together.
My shit
is just up here tripping. I'm using puffing and it's acting the ass as it is. But anyway, back to the 501c churches organizations and how we fit in. See, most of us don't have the know-how, the organizational. I'm mute Anthony for a while because it's fucking my ear up. We have the organizational experience to conduct one. You know, we learn by trial and error. And that's basically how you do it, by trial and error, because, I mean, there's seminars you can go to and things of that nature, or you can have a, what do you call it, a mentor. But until you experience how to handle your organization yourself, that takes time and experience. Because it's like being a supervisor or a lead person on the job, trying to keep your crew on the up and up. You got your good days, you got your bad days. You see. So we must recognize that this thing here, the way it's set up, has to be manipulated if it's going to work for us. Now, let's look at other nationalities of people. They have to do the same thing. Okay? Other nationalities do the same thing. They go get the 501c3, they set up that shit, and they do that shit. But they know how to, in other words, play the white man's game. Remember we did that show?
Yes,
so they're flipping it like a whole cake. Now, mind you, these other organizations, I must make this 100% clear, these other organizations aren't on the up and up like we think. There's money laundering going on. There's also drug and prostitution. That's on a low level of it, okay? Chinese people, for example, in Chinatown. They got them businesses set up there, all legit, but they got the underworld, too. And their churches be fronting for the underworld. I was listening to a documentary, old school documentary, how they were saying how a brother was saying
this prostitution has to stop in order for us to do something as a people. He was referring to Noble Drew Ali. He said the whores need to stop hoeing. See, all that was going on underneath the banner of Morisai's temple. Drugs, prostitution, gambling was going on underneath that. So, and I'm saying all this to say, don't be turning your nose up at anybody and get caught up in this shit. Because you have variations of the shit. Even the Nation of Islam is doing the same thing. I quote a lady that said in this documentary, I can't remember the documentary, but I'll tell y'all in a minute when I look it up. She was saying that they were selling drugs in the Muhammad Speaks newspaper. Advertising the motherfucker. You know? So, it's there. And y'all know it wasn't just bold. It wasn't bold out there like that, like, come get your sack, dog. You know what I'm saying? I'm on the corner of... You know what I'm saying? It was on the under. You know what I'm saying? Probably a motherfucking fish restaurant. You got a coupon in that motherfucker. You cut that bitch out and you get you a slice of bean pie. But that coupon was to get you to the back door to get your sack.
Yeah, no.
Just an example, man. I'm just bullshitting. But I'm just saying... You got my sack, brother? It was kind of light last week. You shorted me a couple bucks.
God damn.
But that is always the underlife, the thing under it that's fun. You see? Same way with any other country or any other city, hood. Drugs is a ways and means of control.
Uh-huh.
You control people with that. People so fucked up that till they can't function regularly without having some kind of stimulant. You know, when people point fingers and laugh at others, do they see what appears as a drug, but they don't realize, I should say appear as a drug. Well, I'm saying it like this. On the marquee of drugs, they say, oh, look at him. Look what he's doing. But you're addicted to Diet Coke. You're addicted to sugar. You know what I'm saying? You take high blood pressure medicine. That's a drug. You're killing yourself just the same as this motherfucker. So it is what it is. Oh, he stuck drugs up his ass. Well, more than likely, you didn't probably have some shit stuck up your ass, too, which was a drug. Such as suppository, because you constipated. Just an example. Don't read nothing into it, y'all. Don't read nothing into it. Just talking. Just waiting to have me warm up.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right.
Yeah, I want to add on because before I lose the thought, because you was breaking down, you know, how the foreigners and other people set up their structures, which would be outside of a 501c3, and what with Japan is, it's always an underworld under every organization. That's 100% true. As far as, like you were saying, from the drug trafficking, the child trafficking, the sex rings, which sex rings and child trafficking is the biggest thing right now. They love that. I don't give a damn which nationality. You got the Russian mafia and the Russian Jews. They're controlling it, and they have to have, like you said, customers and buyers, and it's these Asians, these Arabs and stuff. They love buying children for whatever means, as well as, you know, in Europe, they're buying them, you know, for experimental purposes, you know, in the scientific field. But here's how they really with outside of dealing with the 501c3. They use what they call trust law. And trust law should be something common in everybody's family, especially blacks. We need to get back to what this is, trust law. I'm going to read what trust law is, and then we can go through it and break it down, you know, and I think you kind of cover a lot of the basis of it. But I'm going to read it into the record. It is trust law is common law, so which we know we're dealing with natural law and your right. You know what I'm saying, without the system, like you saying, with 501c3, the government is controlling what it is you say, what it is you do, you know, how you move about with your finances, what you invest in, and what you can partake in. That's where common law, it gives you full power. Okay, it's a, in common law legal system, a trust is a relationship whereby property is held by one party for the benefit of another. A trust is created by a settlor who transfers some or all of its property to a trustee. A trustee holds that property for the trust beneficiaries. Trusts have existed since Roman time, which even before that really, and has become one of the most important innovations in property law. An owner places property into a trust to turn over part of his or her bundle of rights to a trustee, separating the property legal ownership and control of its equitable ownership or benefits. This may be done for tax reasons or control the property and the benefit of the settlor in absence. Okay, I'm going to skip on down to show you how you use this. They say the trustee is given a legal title to the trust property, but is obligated to act for the good of the beneficiary. The trustee may be compensated and have expense reimbursements, but otherwise must turn over all profits from the trust properties. Trustees who violate the fiduciary duties are self-dealing. Court can reverse self-dealing actions, order profits returned, or impose other sanctions. The trustee must be either an individual, a company, or a public body that may be a single trustee or multiple co-trustees. The trust is governed by the terms under which it was created. In most jurisdictions, this requires a contractual trust agreement or deed. So basically, when you have this your property within in this trust, and say you, me, and Sunray set up something, we put this in this trust, and then we elect somebody to be in charge of it. It protects us from a lot of the taxes, you know, that we make, that the average person outside of a trust may be obligated to pay. It allows us to move our money around and govern ourselves. It's almost like it makes us in a sovereign position to go about doing what we need to do without having limitations from the government. You see what I'm saying? Telling us, yo, you can't say this, you can't do this. You see what I'm saying? As long as you're in the guidelines of whatever you, as long as we in the guidelines of what me, you, and Sunray agree to do, and we put that on paper, we can move freely doing what it is we need to do. and we buy and sell, trade within that trust and not in our own individual name. This here is this trumps what you would call an LLC, a limited license corporation, where it only just separates you from the corporation, but they can come after the corporation. But with the trust has a little more power. So that's something that we need to start investigating and getting into. And a brother that can really, really, that he's a master at it is a brother named Yusuf L. And he teaches on that. So I learned a little bit about it, you know, from him, and then just, you know, touched on a lot of it too. But that's something that we could do if we don't want the government, like, controlling what it is that we're trying to do when it comes to our finances, our property, our business, or whatever, you know. So, with, like you said, but with the 503, you know, you got 501c3, you have the government regulating you, telling you what it is you need to do. Don't challenge us. You hold your people at bay. You know, like you were saying, it's a deal with the devil, like the title state. But, you guys, you know, you want to ask some questions or you want to tackle some of this, you can.
Yes, sir. I'm trying to pull up some. I just got my internet back up. I want to pull
right
up. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay.
Sorry,
now,
I was laughing.
An example. Somebody, you there?
Yeah, I'm in here. I'm in here.
Hello?
Just muted out.
Hello? Okay. Well, you remember Shrimp Boy Chow? He was in San Francisco. He was with the senator, Democratic senator, Senator Leland Yee. And this is in San Francisco.
Okay.
Just laundering money, providing weapons in the hood and shit, and it was going under this store and the Masonic Lodge.
Mm-hmm.
And see all they had to do to get him, because he's under that charter and he was doing, man, that shit ain't, you know, Sean, you had the dirt, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. He was a double agent. He was with the CIA, too.
Hmm.
Yeah, he was a double agent.
Shrimp boy. So I'd be going down, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'd be going down.
Yeah, I seen the interview with him. He never admitted that he was, but this guy was putting his ass on a hot seat. He had researched and went into his history. Like, bruh, a lot of this here don't add up. And he was like, well, you know, but he was behind training the Panthers on selling them weapons and training them. And he was able to get in to get certain information from them. He was giving it back to the government. Little Asian dude, I know you're talking about. They got his interview on YouTube where the white boy was, you know, like, bro, I know you was an agent.
Damn, I got in the chat room.
Yeah, I know just who you're talking about.
Yeah, so that shit goes on, man. I mean, we just got to keep it 100, man. Different tiers. Different tiers of upness. So.
Yeah, but like you were saying, it's not a bad thing to a certain extent, because you have to have some type of foundation to set up what it is you're going to do. And ain't nobody set up their organization and became successful by being, hey, I'm this honest, moral guy. We just want to, hell no. They had some connections to the underworld. They got dirt on their hands, and they had to do that dirt to get to the level they're at. And then they just switched on to the philosophy that they really wanted to push across. But you got to get nasty out here.
Yeah. Think about a motherfucker that just sell furniture, a furniture store, or a motherfucker that sell beds and shit. Them motherfuckers ain't sell no bed every time, every day.
Mm-mm.
That's a front. That's a front for something else.
Mm-hmm. And that's why you always want that.
Money laundering. You know what I'm saying? How do motherfuckers afford to stay open? They ain't selling shit.
That's what I used to always wonder. I say, man, who buy this shit every day? Ain't no way they buy shit every day. There's certain shit that don't sell every day. You know what I'm saying? Coffee sells every day. You can sell a cup of coffee. You can sell some donuts. You can sell breakfast. You can just have a greasy spoon that just happened to be in the location of where everybody go to work, and they just say, hell, I'm hungry, because white people eat any damn thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Certain workers just to stop and say, we going here just because the people treat us nice and is on our way to where we going. So that's good marketing strategy there. But like you said, who buy a bed every damn day? And you can still afford to stay open, keep the lights on, keep your employees paid. It got to be something else.
Yeah.
Got to be something else. I remember my mama used to save up for the living room set. Tell my mama, go put me a living room set in Lael. You dig what I'm saying? Pay that little shit off. But back then, the Jews would let you bring it home and pay them here and there. But just at a regular store, and you put that damn thing on Lael way, they don't count on you to, they know that's going to take a long time for a $1,000 living room damn set. So they got to do something else to compensate their finances to stay open.
Yeah, they got to eat. They got to pay these They got to pay the employees. Shit.
That's right.
Money
laundering. And we already know this, and see, that tied back into when we did the show about the bankers with all that drug money that they've been laundering. And then they allegedly supposed to cut a deal with some drug lords down in Mexico. Because, you know, they got the Knights Templars been getting killed off down there. They even that bold to call themselves the Knights Templars. And they are drug ring. And the United States is allowing them to sell dope to turn on the Knights Templars and get them information. So the CIA then went down there and cut them a drug deal. And we know the CIA was created by what? The bankers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's bankers down there openly saying, hey, look, y'all, we got y'all. The money y'all make, put it in our banks, and we'll launder this shit and get it back to y'all. And ain't nothing being said about the shit. And they doing this on an international level. So, like you saying, while we in secret or we trying to cover up what secret dirt that has been done by other organizations, they now putting this out in the motherfucking mainstream media saying, hey, this is what we do. We've been doing this, and this is how we get down. Now. But you better not try it unless you're with us. So you got to come up with clever ways of going about doing it. And that's keeping your money out of their banks and setting you up a trust, and do what you got to do legitimately through that trust, and do what you got to do, you know, on the low level, you know, and do that shit. And if you get caught, you just go down, but ain't none of your shit going to be touched because it's three or four people in that trust, and then you got a trustee. And he's saying, hey, ain't none of that activity ever took place with this shit we got here. I ain't seen it. That's that one individual. See what I'm saying? But at the same time, let me stop talking like that. But, look into trust law. And it gets more and more in depth. But that's something that we all should, if, whether we're going to, you know, not saying that we're doing shit illegal or talking illegal, but if we're going to try to do something as a unified people, we should understand what trust law is about and try to set up some trust so that we can do shit and people just don't come along and take our shit away anytime they want to for any reason they can pull out of thin air, you know?
Yeah.
And if you do get caught, you know you still got something when you come back out because you got somebody else, you know? And just like with foundations, we can look at foundations as well. Foundations is another way. You know, you can escape a lot of these illegal taxes, you know? And, you know, one of the rules of masonry is charity. So, and one of the, that's not just because it's masonry. That is one of the laws of nature, that you should, whatever you receive, you should give back. See what I'm saying? It's as simple as you eat the fruit, you spit the seeds out back into the earth so it can replenish itself, give you even more. So you're always supposed to give. That's why you see corporations, they always give it out something. It ain't just about advertising. They understand the principles of nature, that if I give this person something, they'll become more loyal to me. I'll be more profitable in the future because this person is recognizing that, hey, I'm not just trying to sell you a product and just get your money and get wealthy. I'm not trying to kill you on the sly. I'm looking out for you. And see, that's what you want to groom the mind of your customers or the people that you want to support you, that, hey, I know you invested and gave me a lot, so I'm going to give something back. You always give something. That's how you keep the cycle going, the circle going. You see what I'm saying? So
it's a lot of
strategies you can use to become prosperous. And that's what the preacher does. He do the same thing. Give out turkeys, you know, kids' day, we're going to have this, we're going to have that, you know. Set up those funds to show it that he's doing something. They know nobody fuck with him. They'd be like, okay, well, that guy over there is doing a noble thing. But on the cover, like you said, he's screwing wives, taking nice trips, him and the deacon splitting up this, splitting up that, and having themselves a good life. And then we sit up and cry because we don't want to do nothing but wait for somebody to give us something, which is the government or whoever we can get over on, or thinking that our job on one day say, hey, I'm going to make all y'all millionaires. I'm going to bring all y'all to the status that I'm on. That ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. And competing with your brothers and sisters and knocking your brothers and sisters for what they have ain't going to get it either. It's going to destroy you in the end. Like you were saying with the health issues and all that type of stuff, jealousy and envy, that's all that do. Destroy the body. It take over the mind, destroy the mind, destroy the body. And everything you have accumulated that you say you work for, it starts to leave you because there ain't no love there. You know? When you lose love for yourself and your people and fall in love with items and let them be the symbol of your success or your status, that shit will leave. Because yourself, that jealous God is you. And yourself become jealous because you're worshiping and idolizing things outside of yourself. So in order to get you back in balance, it got to go. So you now go back into yourself and say, damn, I got to start back over. See what I'm saying? You got to become a master of yourself first. And a controller, everything outside, because everything outside of yourself, you created it, or you're part of the person that created that shit. So you lord over it, and don't let it lord over you, is basically what I'm saying. That car do what you say, not what that car say. That Cadillac, we got nice Cadillac. No, that Cadillac don't represent me. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you.
I represent the Cadillac. Especially if you work for General Motors, you built that motherfucker. So now you're going to worship it. No, that ain't how the game go. How you going to worship what you create? What you create worship you. You know, but they teach us to worship all these little idols. Like the book say, don't worship no idols, false idols. Worship your damn self. And all that shit will fall in line. See what I'm saying? Because you take care of the car. You got to take it, get gas. You got to take the car, get the oil changed. You got to fix the flat. It ain't doing it itself. So why you worshiping it? The power comes when you put your feet on the pedal. But somebody will say, oh, what I got? Nigga, I'm the shit. You ain't the shit. You look good. The car do look good. It's a nice car. But shit, what's in your head? What's in the head of the nigga driving it? You might be a nut and go kill 3 or 4 people. Vehicular homicide. You know? Because he's an idiot. So it ain't about the car and what's in the car. It's what's in the head of the driver. The other damn car. That's what I'm worried and concerned about. You know? But yeah, you can go ahead. I'll just ramp it off.
Yeah,
but yeah, so that's real talk. You know?
Yeah. It's a trip.
Yeah.
Because we over here thinking on a basic level, man. We got to be ready to handle business. And I guess it gets scary at some point. It's like, damn, I know all this shit. I sure need to be doing some shit. You know what I'm saying? It becomes a personal responsibility to yourself. First and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be a burden in itself. Because it's going to take some extra energy put into that shit to make it manifest, and you're probably not feeling like doing that shit right now. You know, too overwhelmed by other shit to do your own shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
That's what it is, bro.
Yeah, it's hard because we've been beat.
It's psychologically fucking with you. You know what I'm saying? Fucking with you. If you're conscious. Even if you ain't conscious, you know something wrong. You know, like, damn, this life shouldn't have to be like this, man. God damn. This was this motherfucker really like, yo. God damn. How can then nobody tell me? You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You told me that a long time ago. But shit. This shit ain't no walk in the park. This shit is a challenge, man. And it ain't proving nothing to nobody. It's all proving shit to yourself.
Exactly.
Who's hurting more? The conscious community who having love for Natural Tahuti or Natural Tahuti himself? Who hurting more?
Tahuti.
All right. It's about you. First, then everybody else.
Yeah, just love one.
You know, a lot of us teach, and knowing we could be doing better than what the fuck we're doing. The teacher. We're teaching hard to the motherfucker. I mean, I guess quite naturally everybody does it. You know. We get the knowledge and it's so good and sweet, but you know, we're trying to get there. But, you know, we got to start with ourselves. That was a wake-up. That, man, that Natural Tahuti shit is so deep if you really look at it. Because Natural Tahuti is you. Natural Tahuti is me.
Uh-huh.
It's a wake-up call.
Huh.
We all in prison any motherfucking way.
Uh-huh.
We're all in hell anyway. He's just in a different form of hell than we are. Yep. So that's just looking at the man in the mirror right there. That's some deep shit if you think about it.
Mm-hmm. At some rate, he really, you know, being him, you know, we had our little discussion, blah, blah, blah. And I had my take and he had his take. And, you know, like I say, I'm always 100% a man, and I'm a man to admit, you know. He made me look at it in a whole nother perspective. I said, you know what? And I told the brother, I said, you called that one. You called that one right. And me and him was, you know, going at it, you know, not arguing or nothing like that, but we were just, you know, doing our own analysis, and I had my view, and he had his view, and we had agreements on certain points. But, you know, with now how it's unfolding, he was able to get me to see things sort of his way, you know, his way that he was saying. And I'm like, yeah, you know what, let me reevaluate this. And that's what we have to do at times, you know. We may get knowledge and know certain stuff and see certain things, you know, and stand strong on our belief. And that's one thing why I stay out of beliefs, because even with you, Eric, you told me stuff like, hey, bro, no, it might be like blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, yeah. And I'll sit back and say, okay, let me really look at that shit again and what he was saying. Or it'll just pop back in my head like, boom, and with some shit like that, somebody say, keep popping in my head, and it was from their point of view, I go with it because I believe that's some spiritual shit. The spirit is telling me, listen to what that brother said.
Yeah.
And I'll reevaluate it and break it down, and I say, you know what? That brother was right. Let me tell him. And see, that's one thing when certain people say, well, damn, he is right or she is right. You have to go back and tell that person. You see what I'm saying? So it can sit right in your spirit and not leave that person hanging like, okay, yeah, you got it. Because it's not no competition. This information ain't competition with y'all or anybody, you know, come across me, my path. They may tell me something. I might not agree at the time, or I might still have my view. I'm going to see if I can tie it in, and if I can't tie it in and that individual was right and exact, I'm going to tell them, you was right and motherfucking exact. You see what I'm saying? And that's what keeps us connected. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But when you don't tell that person, you think, you know, it's still some type of tension or y'all at odds, and then that would break a relationship down. Even if you're the wife.
Go ahead.
Or it's, you know, vice versa, husband and wife. Your wife may tell you some shit and you be like, I don't want to hear that. Or your husband may tell his wife, babe, blah, 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 blah. See, I don't want to hear that shit. My girls told me, you got to make shit right. Once you come into the knowledge of it and you was in disagreement with it, you got to go and get in agreement with it, with that individual, that person. Whoever it may be, and somebody hit me up like, boom, see, blah, 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 blah. And I'm hearing everybody saying what the brother had already told me over the phone, even before he put it on the air. Everybody is coming to what the brother told me. And I'm like, hey, I got to give it up. You know what I'm saying? He was absolutely right. And then when I sat down and analyzed it, I was able to see just what he was talking about. But that's him giving me some knowledge and information on something, and it ain't nothing wrong with it. You know, some people have a problem with that, you know.
Yeah.
But both of y'all done gave me some shit, and other people as well. I appreciate that. So we have to tell our brothers and sisters that when they give us, put us on a song or put us in another direction or tell us, look at it in this perspective. And you see it, you say, damn, that's what consciousness is.
Yeah. Because if you don't, it goes back to self. You stagnate your growth by doing that.
Mm-hmm.
In the end, it all goes back to self. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You're still wearing I Am Natural Tahuti t-shirts. You're still wearing that t-shirt. You know, like the Trayvon, I Am Trayvon Martin. I'm Natural Tahuti. You're still wearing that motherfucker when you don't, you know. You didn't cage yourself up.
Yeah. But you said,
it's all gravy. That's why you're supposed to build with your brother.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to build. Build. We're supposed to help one another. Shit, we got to pull each other out the fucking grave and shit.
Exactly.
Everybody on this motherfucker got a different Masonic grip. We be pulling each other out, that motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Pull me up, dog. Sister. Huh?
I just want to say one quick thing. I'm going to let y'all get back to it, man. I just want to end it like this. Me and Brother Ann, we both be going at it, man. But we both passionate about what we get into. That's all. You know, we just be passionate. But see, it's like this. Well, the wheels, see, like I said, Brother Ann, you know you deal with law and all the nationality things on that nature. And see, like I said, we all can't see everything at one time. So you might be over here dealing with this law and nationality over there, looking at that. See, I've been looking at all the other little shit that's going on over here in this corner. So when I come to, like, say, okay, brother, this is what I've been over here peeping this out. I've been peeping what's going on. So I've been getting this drawing up the evidence on this and drawing this out. That's why I had to see it. I said, watch it. Sit back. Watch how it play out.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, it was just like a couple of things that I had already been seeing that's been occurring. So that's why I can, you know, just look at that, you know, like that, like I said, because, you know, we all can't be looking at the same damn thing. There's so much information out there and so many things going on. Like, if you listen to a couple of blog talk shows that I don't ever just get a chance to hear, I might listen to it. You don't hear it. Like I said, we be like, hey, bro, did you check this show out, man? You heard what they said on this show or you seen this? And we did. That's what I'm talking about. We sharing information because we all going through. We all getting this information. And that's what the sharing come in at. So whatever I missed over here, you probably caught it over here. Whatever, you know what I'm saying. We both missed. Eric caught it over here. You know what I'm saying. That's how it is. So that's how we all can see certain shit at different angles. You know, sometimes we might hear the same shit. Yeah, like I said, no, brother, I got a little more piece to the puzzle on it right here. I'm like, oh, okay. So that's all it is. That's all it was, bro.
Yeah, and that's what makes it beautiful, that we all over the place and we able to bring this shit together, share it with the people, ask for the people to bring whatever they done found, and then we can all sit down and dissect the stuff and come up with just, you know, a conclusion. Not that it's etched in stone what we come up with, but it's because, like we say, it's to inspire you to think.
Yes,
so we're bringing shit to the table to make everybody think from not just, see, people who ain't conscious as far as with information, because everybody conscious that's living, they only want it from a CNN, a NBC, and this, or whoever their programmer is, because they'll run the same story on Fox, they'll run the same story on CNN. But because they've been programmed by CNN, they already dismissing what Fox said. When Fox may have a more in-depth investigation on the story, they don't want to hear nothing because it's coming out of the mouth of somebody that they don't like and because it's Fox News. So now you don't have the whole puzzle. when they really understand what news media is, they'll realize that all of them are together. So that's the difference between what we're doing here. It's people from all over the place listen to this radio, but we come together every time we come on this Culture Freedom. So it's information that we all can explore. That's the difference between looking at just the news. That's the Associated Press. They tell them, hey, this the story's going to be reported. Get a creative reporter, and he can write it in this type of fashion, but it better not go beyond this certain point. So you'll get it told to you from Fox News to cater to white racists, or what they, that's what they say, white racist viewpoint. You'll get CNN from a Democratic Negro point of view. But it's still the same story. But they're catering to a certain audience. We don't do that. You see what I'm saying? We from three different walks, three different schools, blended together, plus we understand other schools, and we still can bring stories and bring topics and information from different points of views and make people think. The news don't do that. What we're doing is technically dangerous. Whether we take it for just, oh, we just some brothers talking, doing some topics and stuff. No, this is dangerous. If we was on mainstream TV, we would be considered dangerous. And even other blog talk shows, they would be considered dangerous. Because that's not the type of information that needs to be given out. Rockefeller said, I do not want a nation of people who can think. I want a nation of people, a nation of workers. And he financed the school, the public school education was created by Rockefeller. So if he's telling you, I don't want no thinkers, and he controlled the money too, you understand what I'm saying? And you ain't never went to a class talking what we talk, then you a threat to the United States of America, period. You can take it however you want. When this man putting his money up, he's setting up an education system, and he's saying, yo, talk ain't in my curriculum, you now become an enemy. That's why they said the United States is what? You go look up the United States battlefield, the United States Act. United States is a battlefield. It's the National Defense Act. And look who on that list. Look at the organizations on that list. And you will find Nation Islam. You'll find the Klan. You'll find other people, radical Christian groups. These people are enemies of the state. And you have to remember that they're keeping an eye on your ass because you are talking against what they're trying to do. Look it up. You can go ahead, Sunray. I didn't mean to cut you.
Nah, you good, bro. You good. That was it. That was it. You and Eric got it.
Yeah, information is powerful, and they don't mind talking the information, but they are afraid when you act on the information. That's what we have to remember. They are always watching to see when you act. That's why they stay on the more sovereign citizen white boys, because they all part of that NRA shit too about their guns, and they are the enemy. They the real enemies to this United States government. They don't like them. Like Eric said last week, they ain't really too much. They think they've defeated Negroes. They think they've divided and split us so much that we ain't going to do nothing. But them white boys who think they got a country and think they being infringed upon, they watch them daily and lock them up. They just don't report it. And we know because they don't report it.
Anthony.
Yeah, go ahead, bro.
Remember also about the charter. They know what they're doing. They allow them to do that. They know what they're doing. They ain't no threat. That's what they tell us. They had the charter to be in existence. Look, Elijah Muhammad was getting funded by L.R. Hunt in 1960. $100,000 a year. He funded them and the Ku Klux Klan.
Yeah. So they didn't tear this bitch up. But see, that was the corporation.
But see, But see, they'll go after the pawn, but they don't go after the figurehead. That's what it is.
Yeah, and see, that's the point I was trying to get at.
How are the pawns? How are the pawns so-called figureheads?
But you see what I was just saying? Did you see what I was saying? What Rockefeller was saying? You never you get a pawn and make an example of that pawn. You see what I'm saying? So that the one who may be thinking, okay, say, all right, like this. I'll use this as an example real quick, and then you can jump back in on your point. You was out, say, you got a brother from the nation. Like, when I came into consciousness, totally. Well, maybe just say, hey, something. It was a brother. He seen me. He started talking to me. I bought a paper, blah, 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 blah. Put my mind up and started giving me answers to questions that always fucked with me since I was a child. So he resurrected me to the point where now I'm going to go seek this. Now, I could have sought it out and said, okay, I got my answers. I could have said, fuck this, I don't like this was being done to me, and became violent. So you always make an example out of that pawn who's trying to wake somebody up to make the person that's trying to wake up now be afraid. And he'll go back to sleep, and he'll become what Rockefeller said. I just want you to be a worker and not a fucking thinker. I do the thinking for you. Just like you see in them gangster movies, they say, I didn't tell you to think. When they be saying that statement, that's a Rockefeller quote that they're throwing subliminally out at you. Don't think. I didn't pay you to think. I paid you to go and break somebody's legs. You hear that in a mafia movie. Don't do no thinking. I don't want you thinking. That's Rockefeller. But those who know about that will catch that in the movies, but those who don't just sit back and laugh like it's funny. Where they don't know, little scene is really referring to their ass. Don't think. Shut up and do your job. Be quiet. And if you know the history of Ford Motors and how they got out, they held people at gun bay and said, nigga, you going to sit here and make that car. I ain't ask you for your opinion. You do what I tell you to do. And now look at General Motors on the newspaper with all these faulty parts on their cars. And they trying to say, well, we like you just said, well, I don't know how far up the ladder we should investigate. They going after the peon. Make an example out of the peon. And you just said it. So this shit here ain't nothing new. They ain't changed their program. They ain't changed the fundamentals of their program. They just flip it on how they're going to present it to the public to make it look like they've changed, they've progressed, they've gotten over this, they've gotten over that. They ain't gotten over nothing. You go back to the 13th Amendment and look at slavery was never abolished. They just changed the wording. They never got rid of it. They say slavery shall not exist unless for all punishment. So you ain't getting rid of slavery, because all you had to do is say that I did something you didn't like, and I'm back in slavery. See what I'm saying? And then when you go into Jim Crow law and the Christian Black Code, they say just stand in the fucking round, you can be incarcerated and sent back on the plantation. So now we fast forward to now. What they say, y'all guys break it up, y'all loitering, trespassing. See what I'm saying? And put your ass in jail. So where was the change? You can be coming out the store and just stop and talk to one of the young guys trying to say, y'all shouldn't be on this corner, and they roll up. Now, you're a working dude, but you'll go from your plantation that you can go home from and be locked up into a plantation you can't come home from just for the simple fact they caught one dude with dope, and they say you was trying to buy. See what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
But you was educated.
Yeah.
See how the game go?
I feel you.
Mm-hmm. Because it ain't changed. They just flip the wording around, flip the method around, but they still following the same motherfucking practice. Ain't changed. You, like you said, we still in slavery. We still under war. But we think because we can go home and live in a little bit of comfort, things have changed. We've progressed in my life. That can't happen to me. Like you said, Tahuti is nothing but yourself looking in the mirror. Because overnight, Yoshi, regardless of what he may have done or they say he done, see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But his life has just been turned upside down.
Overnight.
And all the good and all the people he touched, you got stupid motherfuckers that want to come out and attack the brother. You see what I'm saying? But they ain't going to look at how many lives he touched. We're going to attack him like, yeah, I knew he was fucked up. See, he this, he ain't that. You see what I'm saying? We're going to go in on him because we hate ourselves. Black people hate themselves and hate their condition to the point they hate even exist being in black skin, even if you tell them how great it is. Even if you tell them what greatness they come from, whether it's in Africa, whether it's in America, whether it was in ancient China, whether it was what, they still hate living in this day and time, being black. It's a problem with them. And anything black come around them, they got to destroy it. Because it's a reminder of who they are, who they condition. It's a reminder of their fucking condition, especially if you come around and you done, you know, got a little status here and there doing what you do. It's a reminder of they fuck up. Because it ain't about your color. It's about what's in your mind. What have you done, gained within your mind, and what have you applied to accomplish something, to change your condition within this motherfucking system of life?
Well, I tell you this. We study our history, and that's a mind-blowing fucking thing in itself.
Mm-hmm.
The deeper you get into it, you... At some point, ask yourself, well, what the fuck is wrong with me and what the fuck is wrong with us?
That's what
if we did all this shit, what the fuck, man? We did all this shit, man. We really fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
You mean to tell me we did all this shit? That's a mind psychological blowing effect on the psyche.
Mm-hmm.
And look at me, I ain't doing shit.
That's what I was saying.
That's a mind blowing. That's stress on top of stress because the white man saying you ain't shit anyway and treating you like shit. You know you was great, but you ain't shit. Just like somewhere be playing that intro Boondocks talking about what's his name when he was a little boy talking about, nigga, you want to go to college? Whap, whap, whap. Nigga, you trying to laugh, whap, whap, whap. That shit.
Exactly.
Man,
that's...
we got issues, bruh.
Uh-huh.
Just because we teach and we do the knowledge, we got our own personal demons and issues we deal with.
Uh-huh.
We ain't all 100% in peace. I know I ain't.
God, no, I ain't. I ain't gonna tell you.
I'll be the first motherfucker to admit it.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, I feel just like this. I feel just like Tahuti and shit. I ain't shit. I gotta get up at a certain time. You gotta get up at a certain time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I gotta lay down at a certain time, and he do too. And I got to eat at a certain time because I'm so-called conditioned to eat. Oh, it's 5 o'clock dinner time. I'm conditioned to eat just like when they call
chow.
Shit, I'm conditioned too. I eat by the clock. It's 5 o'clock, dinner ain't ready. Damn, I'm pissed. It's 12 o'clock. I'm supposed to be having lunch. I don't think like that, but I'm telling y'all.
And when you go to your
psychological,
set up too that way.
The psychological aspect is the same shit.
Mm-hmm.
He doing the same shit you doing. He ain't dead. He's still here.
It's just how you perceive the shit.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody no fucking better. We can't move around. Shit, you can't move around, motherfucker. When the last time you been on a vacation, nigga? Don't answer. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He lost his freedom. Where's yours?
You gotta ask the beast for that.
Shit, where's yours? You got a job. If you want to take a day off, you gotta ask for the motherfucker.
Uh-huh. And then the beast
if you don't
know
call
where
you're going.
He gonna ask you, where you going? You got what
and
you
if it's all in shit, you gotta come up with a good ass excuse. You ain't free, motherfucker. Let's see what I'm gonna tell this motherfucker when I don't feel like. Hold on, let me see what I'm telling this bitch. You stressing off that? Yeah, you ain't free.
Hey,
shit. Only thing that nigga free from is some bills. Right now, bills still coming though. But I'm talking about he ain't got to pay no light bill, no water bill. But them bills still coming on your ass, natural people. You're going to have some mail like a motherfucker. You're going to have some mail. They're going to have to start sending that nigga. Here, nigga, I got 20 pounds of mail for your ass. Mail keep coming, bro. Keep coming to that same address. Shit. That nigga just like you.
You about to make me choke.
Shit, that nigga probably up here in that motherfucker trying to figure out how he can straighten up his credit and shit so he can get a loan or some shit. He just like you. Shit. Well, y'all, we're going to have to close out, man. Somebody hit us with something, huh? Hit us with an intro or something, Ray. So we can go. We got 2 minutes left. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, but see, yeah, motherfuckers think they better. They think they better. I got my shit in line and you ain't did nothing but follow the instructions of what the beast told you. To stay out here.
Yeah.
Not be on his plantation where he got to lock you up. Enforce his rules on your ass.
Yeah.
And then you are now incompetent. He already deemed you incompetent. A minority, but now he's going to show you what he means by it. He's going to show you the definitions. When he put you behind them walls, I got now scale you. That's like you got the kids ride the yellow bus, and the other kids, you know, go to regular class. Then you got the foulé, those your honor roll, merit class. See what I'm saying? They go above and beyond to love and uphold white supremacy. Then you got niggas like us, you know, navigating through white supremacy just to exist, you know, to make it. Find a plan to come up out of
it. Right, yeah.
It's a deal, you know. But like you said,
yes, sir.
You just another nigga on the shit. And you'll be presented with certain propositions for you. If you pick those propositions to do what it takes to get it, just stick to your own personal little path. And you
yes.
A lot of them that'll do it. Basketball players, football players, actors, rappers. Same. They'll take that, they'll fight it. They'll sell their soul. Just to get it so they can shine for one day and say, look. And they don't realize they stand. But one day I look like the white. One day I look free. Hey.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
We all get together. We want to get together. We become together. We work together.
Yeah.
That man, you know, he's You got yours and you got mine, so I'll go have yours. Off that tip. And make something happen. Like I said, the bills gonna keep coming. Every month they coming. Like it or not. And you gonna have to pay them. So ain't no need to argue with nobody. Argue with your wife, argue with your husband. We gonna pay him because he in control of all that. He shouldn't be trying to charge you for nothing, but when we look at reality, he is. So you gonna have to pay this shit. So make up in your mind. Get on your grind. Pay that shit. Ain't nothing wrong with having nothing that you like in life. And say, you know, this is a showmanship of, you know, what I put in. And this what make me happy. Going on a vacation. Buying me a little car. Or a hobby. Ain't nothing wrong with none of that. Because you should not be out here working hard, busting your ass, and not have nothing to show for. But then I'm a good boy, I pay my bills, here's the record, the show, and I do it for myself. No, break the law sometimes, shit. I ain't saying break a law, where you get fucked up, but break the rule, break the monotony. Stop just everyday living this. Make sure you taking care of your fucking household based upon the way the beast has struck. Go against the grain. Make him write you a letter and say, motherfucker, you behind. Or you ain't do that just so you can challenge yourself. Challenge yourself. Forget a bill 1 month. Hell, fuck it. I'll pay you when I pay you. What are you going to do? They cut your shit off and they teach you to go into nature and learn how to do something. If you ain't already up on it and studying and reading and just saying, okay, I know it for a survival mechanism. Lose something and you'll gain something. Give up something. Stop cluttering yourself with what he wants you to hold for him. Hold this, nigga. Hold this bill. Hold this bill. Pay this. Pay this. Lose it. Walk away from that shit. I did. I've done it many a time. Just left. I walked away from a $50,000 house and started my life back over in Atlanta. And only got $6,000 out of it. And restarted my shit. Reset my clock. See what I'm saying? Fuck your time. I am time. Time is on me. And I've been straight. I ain't dead. I ain't fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Walk right on any plantation I want and say, hey, I'm about to work here. And they gave me the motherfucking job. I go get money when I get broke. I go work. I go to work. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I hear you, so, bro. We finna close out, big bro. And we thank y'all for listening. And I just wanted to add on to what Anthony was saying. We gotta remember that man and woman is force and power. And it's the misrepresentation of your power that gets you caught up in situations. Because your power lies within your thought mechanism. When you watch TV, cartoons, when they show you superheroes with power, they're showing you the manifestations in the material world of the thought mechanism. So if I'm shooting fire out of my hands, climbing windows, flying, it's all dealing with spirituality, thought. You see a character misuse his power and kills himself and kills others. The misuse of power. Thought.
I like that. I like that.
And I'm going to leave y'all and holler at us on Friday. Much love, everybody. Go to Culture Freedom Radio.webs.com. Become a member, sign up, and we'll holler at you. Peace.
Peace. One love.
But what I remember most was his unwarranted hatred of the white man. Damn, crackers. Black man can't get ahead for nothing.
I remember him making me feel very ashamed for my very own whiteness.
I hate all these white.
But, Mom, I'm white. Daddy's just upset, baby, because he's lazy and the white man makes him work hard.
I had two younger brothers, my brother Darryl and my other brother Darrell. But Mr. always seemed to single me out the way. I would get beaten for anything.
Nigga, did you just break that leaf?
Lord have mercy, my baby!
Just having fun with off limits in Mr.'s house.
Nigga, did I just catch you having fun?
No!
Lord have mercy, my baby!
Every day, he reminded me of what a failure I was going to be.
Mister, I want to be a doctor when I grow up.
Nigga, did I just catch you wanting to be?
My darling adopted Negro mother, who I loved almost like she was white, did the best she could.
Now, don't you listen to him, Uncle. You ain't no worthless nigger. Deep down in your heart, you always have to believe that you are special.
My way might not be your way, but it's okay.
I used to go to church, but the church didn't quench my thirst. Mama taught me to put God first, but she never tried to block my search. I was curious, young but serious. Why is religion so mysterious? Why is black life so hard? They say you're not supposed to question God. Well, is it okay to question the pastor? Was it passed down from the slave master? It was only the truth I was after, but I never could get a straight answer. So I couldn't relate to the sermon. Put down the Bible, then I start learning about life. Didn't know where the path would lead, but I had to get off my knees.
My way might not be your way, but it's okay.
I build with the five percenters, on the guard within us, it's no limits. Studied the Matunetta from Kemet, all saw remembered. Smoked herb with the Rastafarians, grew my lock, became a vegetarian. Following the Tao, filling with the Baba Lao, jewels being handed to an innocent child. My mind is a Buddhist temple, the truth is simple. I try to be principled, walking with a warrior spirit. Ain't nothing like learning from first-hand life experience. I'm a realist, that's all I deal with. Respect and truth, that's all I build with. A child of the universe, my religion is life and it's just as valid. I strive for balance.
My way might not be your way, but it's okay, it's alright. Your way might not be my way, but it's okay, it's alright.
I gotta admit, I don't know, in the end, which way it's gonna go. While we sit by the project window, instead of living off the land with my kinfolk. Is there even a master plan? An unseen hand, is God a man? Some say that's sacrilegious. Same folks selling us lies about Christmas, Santa Claus, and the Easter Bunny. Just so the capitalists can make money. They say God will take care of it, but you a terrorist if you say the same thing in Arabic. It's so hypocritical. It's a miracle. Listen to the message in the spirituals. Wade in the water, I'm following Miss Tubman in that turn. I'm praying for my freedom and headed for the border.
My way might not be your way.